Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
ProFootballTalk.com is reporting that Shedeur Sanders had his house broken into while he was obviously making his NFL debut on Sunday. The details are still being gathered, but according to multiple sources from PFT, that there was a break-in, and then he literally says in here, "Stay tuned for more." It's unclear at this point whether anything was taken, so we'll just kind of go with that. But it is interesting, like all these athlete break-ins that we've seen now. Like, it's so obvious. I don't know if you have this or not. Like, when we go on vacation, for instance, Elise always gets really worried because we're public in that people know when we're at our jobs or not at our jobs, and obviously when we're here, it's like they don't know what's accounted for, right? And that's mm-hmm. a scary thing for us, I feel like, in many ways, because it is. It's like you're telling people. Now, obviously, I have security systems, you have security systems, and you never know when, like, my wife or your wife will be at home, but it is something we have to think about. But with Shedeur, for instance, there's the acknowledgement that not only is his family all at the game, but everyone that matters to him is at the game, and he's at the game, and so his house is usually empty.
I'm just going to say this. I don't think you should rob people. I'm going to go. I know it's an unpopular opinion. I don't think it's classy. I think it's classless. I think that you invade their privacy, and I think that's wrong. Somebody had to say it.
I'm good you went on a limb there. Mahomes, Kelsey, Joe Burrow famously had that break-in.
Don't forget the bling ring.
The amount of houses from athletes that are being broken into as they're playing their games is, it's an obvious thing for some of these burglars, right? Like, they're at work. They're not there. Clearly, we got an open house. We can get after it. But, it is kind of wild to think about that all these athletes now have to wonder about these type of things. Like, should you start hiring someone to be at your house while the games are going on just so something like this doesn't happen?
No. No.
If you have that type of valuables.
Yeah, but it's insured. You'll be fine.
It is insured, but some things are priceless.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
I'm glad you think it's fine.
No, I this has been going on since the history of time. I mentioned the bling ring. Like, it's the unfortunate byproduct of being rich and famous and having people know where your whereabouts are. Now, should the team do something like this? Well, that might be a different, the team security goes around, checks on people's houses. That might make more sense to me.
I don't know. It just kind of stinks. That's all. It's a little bit of a bummer for Shedeur. Have you ever had your house broken into?
Not that I know of. I've never had enough valuable things for people.
You think someone actually did go in there and somebody, was like, well, we're fine here.
Somebody could have taken a Lego of mine when I was like 8.
Sure.
I would have had no way of knowing, but not that I know of.
No, I don't. I've never had that happen either. Not once.
You know, I've told you previously.
I had my car broken into once.
I think everybody has. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
They didn't actually take anything because I had nothing in there.
That's talking more
about
insulting.
Like going in there and then
did they
not
break
taking
the window?
Anything. No. I left the doors open. That was the problem there. Yeah. And then I came back. It was in the garage over there. And then I came back because I left my keys in the car like an idiot. And so obviously you just open it up and they open it up. And the only reason why I knew someone was in there is because obviously all of my stuff in the front was just like scattered around and everything as if they were looking for something. Joke's on them. Nothing was in there.
See, the joke would be if you got in my truck and then cleaned it up. That's the only way that I would know.
Yeah. They made it a minor inconvenience for me was all it was. They were obviously just looking for change.
Now, the Jim Wilson way of security. My dad, about 6 feet tall, about 350 pounds right around most of his life. My dad always said that, you know, when we lived in a place with two floors, his security system is, if you heard somebody breaking into the house, a man slept naked, he would just run down the stairs screaming as loud as he could. Ah! And then, if the person still wanted to break into the house, they could have anything they wanted. Mm. Right? At some point, if that doesn't scare you, if all that swinging in the breeze doesn't scare you,
yeah,
I think you want this more than he wanted those things. I think that was the logic. I never had a problem with that logic.
And that's why you sleep naked to this day.
Well, that's why I make sure. You come to the Wilson compound, you better be ready to see some things.
If they come to the Wilson compound, that's a targeted offense right there.
Yeah. Well, and here's the problem.
It's a targeted offense.
You have to deal with Mongo and then me.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably my daughters. They're scary. That being said, Myles Garrett's scary good. 15 sacks. He's on pace for 25 and a half sacks.
Yeah.
He has more sacks in this season. Is it four or five NFL teams have combined? I think it's really tough to say, oh, this is the best we've ever seen of him. But if we just go by sacks, yes, not only does he have a chance to break the all-time sack record at 22 and a half sacks, but from a sack perspective, holy crap, is he damn good this year.
Yeah, and I do feel like the other parts of this line, we really thought that it would be them that are benefiting from this, and they are, but it feels like Miles is the benefactor of having all these guys have career seasons, Alex Wright, those Malik Collins, all those type of players, Mason Graham being slid in there. It just feels like they've helped Miles in a way that I don't think we could have ever seen coming.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've talked a lot about how they're just not helping Miles with the offense because it's just such a negative each week. Miles has never had this kind of up the... And he's played with good defensive tackles before. Sheldon Richardson's a name we've talked about. We've obviously talked about Larry Ogunjobi early in his career. There have been guys the last couple of years. He's played with good defensive tackles. He's never played with this kind of pressure before. And I don't think it's a coincidence. And it's funny because we joked when they drafted Mason Graham, when they signed Collins, well, how much better can Miles be? This was the one area, right? Getting 20 to 25 sacks in a season was always like one of the last things to do on the individual side of things. I have no doubt he's going to get to 20 sacks. If he's healthy for the final seven games of the season, I have no doubt he's at least going to get there. What'll be interesting is, with 3 weeks to go, do you get there before then, where all of a sudden it seems like if you don't get to 23 sacks, will that break the all-time record?
Well,
will that
be the disappointment? This is now going to be Miles' mission, is it not?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Miles loves the individual accomplishments. I know he loves team success, all that, whatever, but, like, he loves individual accomplishments. There's nothing more that Miles would love to go ahead and have the all-time record, and not just have the all-time record, blow it out of the water.
A little bit of college football news to pass along here as well.
Yeah.
Again, 216-474-0092. Do want to talk about Miles here. Is this the best we've seen from Miles? I think that can be tough to say. I think it's hard to refute how good he is. I think this might be the best assortment of talent that Miles has had around him, specifically up the middle. And as great as it is to have some pressure off the opposite edge, I think for an elite edge rusher like Miles, I think the best friend you can have is multiple guys who can get pressure up the middle. He was holy crap good yesterday. And the chase down he had on Lamar, to me, was his best play.
Well, and in big moments, too.
Yes.
Like that was a massive play at the time. Third down, it got everything that you'd want out of that situation. And so, like, in the past, the criticism had been that Miles was getting this kind of just, like, meaningless sacks. He'd get these sacks in games that were already separated, or he'd get these sacks in moments that didn't really impact the game in any sort of significant way. The amount of big-time sacks and, like, big-time moments this year has been... It's been a little bit different than what we've seen the past couple years.
All right, so the news from college football, Virginia Tech finalizing an agreement to hire James Franklin as its new head football coach. So no Shane Beamer to home. It'll be James Franklin. Whew, okay, I get it. That's a good hire for them.
Well, so he replaces his former defensive coordinator in Brent Pry. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a good coach since Beamer.
Yep.
And I think Virginia Tech had, they decided after the firing of Pry that they were just going to basically just unload financially in order to try to get one of these guys. So good for them for getting one of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, Penn State.
I don't know that that's the job I would take.
Well, Penn State, the job is you better win a national championship once every 5 or 6 years, especially when you're going all in. Virginia Tech, if you make the playoffs once every 4 years, I think people are going to be quite thrilled.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe that's kind of what he wants. He doesn't want that that amount of pressure attached to himself, I guess. The offset language on his deal with Penn State, though, is what makes that interesting, right? Because if it's all offset and then Penn State gets left on the hook for, $49 million that then gets taken off, I don't know. I just wouldn't work if I were him. I'd write out the $49 million, but that he's just built different than I am. 8803 Brecksville Road is where you need to go. It's where I went so many years ago when I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I was searching not only...
This leaves you to a point where it's been interesting to watch the conversation. We obviously started the show talking about Shador's performance, mm-hmm. and it's weird to say, yeah, he didn't play very well. Also, I'd rather see him the rest of this way than, let's say, Dylan Gabriel ever again.
Yeah, I mean, that last drive alone just tells you like there's something there that Dylan can't offer up. And whether it's the ability to improvise a little bit or whether it's just the ability to throw the ball deep, that exists with Shador Sanders in a way it doesn't exist with Dylan.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting. Like, I think it was fair to say, and, you know, this idea of, hey, Dylan Gabriel's a rookie. Hey, Dylan Gabriel deserves this benefit of the doubt and this benefit of the doubt. I think people took it way too far, because Dylan was getting all the potential opportunities in camp all the way into the regular season, where he was getting first-team reps the first 4 weeks of the season in an effort to get him ready. But I still thought it was fair to say, hey, he's a third-round pick. He's this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. I didn't agree with it. I didn't espouse that point of view, but I understood that it was a valid point of view being made. And it's interesting that certain people aren't willing to do that now. Josh Norris of Underdog Fantasy today said Shador played so bad, it's the kind of bad that you never see a guy again. Mind you, Nathan Peterman threw four INTs in his NFL debut.
Yeah.
and had five different jobs afterwards and was a steady backup in the NFL for 4 or 5 years.
Wasn't it like four and just a half, too, yes, for Nathan Peterman? There was a lot to that. That sounds like somebody that was just box score hunting is all that was. That sounds like somebody that didn't actually watch that game. Because if you watch that game, first off, you saw the throw to Fannin, which is probably, in the past 6 weeks of football, probably one of the better throws we've seen a Browns quarterback make. And then even the throw in the end zone that Awuzie broke up, like to Larvadan, like that's a throw that's on the money. That's right there. That's not Shador's fault in many respects.
And by the way, let's continue to go back to it. Didn't end up in a touchdown, but the bailing out of the pocket because the defense was failing and throwing the ball to Isaiah Bond, who, by the way, you didn't have camp with.
Yeah.
Like talking about, hey, we didn't get first team reps, whatever. Isaiah Bond, you didn't even know the guy was going to be your teammate until a week before the regular season. So there was just a miscommunication between those two players. That was a really good play. It just didn't end up in a completion.
Yeah, you can see during the play, as he's directing Bond to like go over, like move over, get there. And then he's like, I'm going to throw it. I hope you kind of do it. And then Isaiah Bond just really didn't do it.
Well, in fairness, it wasn't a great throw.
No, but even still.
The play at large was a good play.
The idea that he could even identify it and he could even sit there and be like, all right, he's got that thought process to want to make big plays. And that's something that Dylan doesn't have. Dylan, when he gets out of pocket, doesn't think to himself, I'm going to make a big play out of this. Dylan, when he gets out of the pocket, thinks, am I going to throw this one away or will I check it down for 4.5 yards? Like, I want the quarterback to have big plays on the mind, to be able to move the ball and get the ball down the field. Again, it was, I said it earlier, it went way worse than I could have ever imagined that it would go for Shador yesterday. There's no excusing it. There's no defending it. He did not play a good game, but I do think there is something there that you saw that Dylan just doesn't possess.
We do have Nathan Zagura coming up in about 15 minutes here. Now, to what you said, though, like, that is a fair criticism. Or people who've said he doesn't look NFL ready. Those are fair criticisms. I listened to Rex Ryan on Get Up Today, former NFL head coach, who, by the way, was being interviewed for head coaching opportunities as of this last offseason, talk about the Shador thing in a way that, like, an alien would give you a recap of Breaking Bad if they were doom-scrolling on their phones and kind of watched one episode. It was the most bizarre thing, but baked in a lot of just dumb points from a guy who clearly has... Sorry, he deserves to get excoriated for this. If you're going to be on national television talking about a quarterback situation, if you could at least pay attention, Rex, that'd be great. I know you're a coach. You're in broadcasting now, probably where you're going to be the rest of your life. Maybe do the research. That being said, he also happened to have, on top of just lazy analysis, the dumbest criticism I've ever heard of a football player, specifically one playing as a rookie.
He's got to get over himself, too. Like, like he's there by himself on the bench.
At the end of the game.
I've seen it in the seventh game of a World Series, mm-hmm, when you lose a game or whatever. This is a game, is a pillow fight game. Nobody cares.
He cares.
Sit back.
He cared.
Yeah. Did he care?
He cared.
Or are you trying to make it a show, make it about yourself? You got a guy over there that, by the way, is a two-time MVP. Right there, Lamar Jackson. He was looking for you. These are your teammates. And talk about, I'm not comfortable losing. You think anybody in that locker room is? But I want to see, is it Shador or is it the coach? Who the hell's at fault here? Because there's a disconnect.
Yeah, he played bad. He played bad because he wasn't prepared, because he hasn't gotten first-team reps, because, quite frankly, he was the fourth-string quarterback up until... 8-9 weeks ago. But this idea that Shador took the loss too hard, if Shador would have walked around like the jolly green giant yesterday, mm-hmm, can you imagine what the takes would have been if he had focused on getting in as a celebration, or if he had been all smiles after the damn game?
I did wonder, and obviously I want to get to the part about Lamar, but like I did wonder about as I was listening to his press conference, I wondered if people were going to grab that part of it, the idea that Shador did seem, I think it's just his nature, but he seemed very smiley. He seemed very like, almost like happy, but it was more of an appreciation for finally playing in his first NFL game. I don't know how anybody would take it any other direction. I was happy that people didn't take it in some sort of nefarious way. But on the point that Rex was trying to make about Lamar Jackson, baseball players don't line up at the end of it and all shake hands. That's not a thing they do in baseball. So to act like it's game 7 of the World Series, just a dumb take. Not every sport treats it the same way that football does. But I didn't care that he didn't go out and meet Lamar. I almost wondered if he... if he didn't know that that was what he had to do in that moment. Like, he's so thinking about and processing how he just played in his first NFL game, and he's still processing what went wrong and how wrong it did go. I just think he missed it. I don't think it was a slight at Lamar.
Yeah, and I think the idea here is, if you want to criticize, I guess my problem with it is, if you want to criticize a kid for how he played on the field, that's fair. Neither of us have said it was any good. Like, there were three or four plays that we really liked that you can see why. You can see the potential there. Now it's, can you get anything out of him? Again, another if. Not in any way a certainty. If you want to keep it to the on-the-field criticism, but to make it like that was a me moment, that he was kind of sitting on the bench a little shell-shocked in a game he wasn't prepared to go into, that he didn't know he was going to go into, that he got his ass kicked, and in his feelings, felt like he lost the game for his team, even though that's not the truth. I just thought it was another case of, oh, you're talking about Shador the phenomenon, and you're not talking about Shador the player. I mean, that's what annoyed me.
Think about everything that happened in that half-hour stretch. For weeks now, he's gone into these games, the backup quarterback, and nothing's happened. And then all of a sudden, his whole world changed in a half hour. Judgment started to creep in, and what he didn't do right in all these plays and all these situations and all these other little things. And he finally got what should be a dream moment for himself. Like, you got to play in an NFL game. That's like a pinch-me moment for these guys. And it all happens so fast. So to forget to meet Lamar in the middle of the field, that's not a me moment. That's just he needed a second to process what happened.
And by the way, do I want him taking advantage of those opportunities?
Sure.
Yes. The quarterback brotherhood, I think, is something that can help you as a young quarterback.
I would bet, knowing Shador the way that we do, if he heard this criticism or any other criticism of it, I bet he tries to get a hold of Lamar to be like, hey, my bad on that.
Yeah.
Didn't even know you were trying to seek me out. I hadn't done the post-game quarterback meetup. I just blanked on it in the moment.
Well, but even then, you can criticize the kid on the field. You made up something to criticize about the kid. And by the way, there were some things that Rex said that if he actually filed it with a coherent thought, I would agree with. Is there a disconnect between Shador and Kevin? That's a fair question. I don't think there is. I think Kevin just has his attention elsewhere. But again, that's a fair question. But to act like the kid sitting on the sideline, or that in the press conference said, hey, I really feel like this loss is on me, that it's somehow an indictment on his character, just say you don't like the kid. Or just say you haven't heard things that are good about him from the little NFL circles, instead of pretending like it has anything to do with the way that kid composed himself. Because anybody that watched his press conference should have come away even more feeling like, hey, that's just a good kid, whether he's a good quarterback or not. In the same way, by the way, that I don't think Dylan Gabriel is going to be a starting NFL quarterback ever. He shouldn't be right now. Every time I watch his press conference, I come away thinking,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good kid. To talk all things Cleveland Browns after the Ravens loss, the second Ravens loss of the season, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on Browns analyst Nathan Zagura to the show. Nathan, welcome to the show, bud.
Thank you, guys. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. I do want to start on more positive fare because we still have not gotten to enough of Myles Garrett's four-sack performance yesterday. We asked Daryl this earlier. I'll ask you. You've watched every snap this dude's taken, basically, in the NFL. Is this the best version of Myles Garrett we've seen?
I'd say, yeah. I mean, you look at him right now, 15 sacks leading the NFL, 22 tackle for a loss leading the NFL. What's crazy is, you know, he led the NFL with 22 tackles for a loss last year for the whole season. And he's done that in 10 games. So, you know, some people might say it's not his best pass rush win rate ever. But what it is he is converting those wins into sacks at a higher level. And I think one of the hidden things in there is we are getting such a great interior pass rush from not only Malik Collins, but Mason Graham had five pressures in this game as well. And you're seeing Miles is starting to get not only the sacks where he just beats his guy and gets the sack. Miles in this game is starting to get some of the sacks where a quarterback's trying to escape the other pressure, and Miles is able to run him down and clean it up. And so I think we're seeing not only the best Myles Garrett, I think we're seeing the best supporting cast overall that Myles Garrett has had, and we're seeing that lead to these unbelievable numbers. He is on pace, you know, to do historic things. I was looking, one of the questions I had during the broadcast, I didn't have the information at the ready right there, was, you know, when's the last time somebody had 10 sacks in three straight games? And the answer, it's happened three times in NFL history. The other two are Hall of Famers. It happened with Derek Thomas the year he had the seven sack game in the late 90s, and it happened in 1984 with Richard Dent. So you're talking about historic performance right now for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's a good point, and something that I was thinking about as well, that idea of like whether it's Alex Wright, whether it's Malik Collins, whether it's McGuire, whether it's like all these other guys, Mason Graham. It feels like we all thought those guys would benefit with Miles' presence, but it seems like Miles is benefiting in a great way.
It's kind of everybody's benefiting, and you look at kind of the tackles for loss numbers on the opposite side of Miles. They're on pace for over 30 if you add up Wright and McGuire over there, so that's been great. And then the guys on the interior. When you have a quarterback, pass rusher, I'm sorry, like Myles Garrett on the edge, the natural escape for a quarterback, right, is to be able to step up into the pocket. And when you have these guys collapsing the pocket, I thought yesterday we saw a lot from Mike Hull as well, which is very encouraging. He is an incredibly talented young man that, you know, all of a sudden it's kind of pick your poison. Now, they're still going to start trying to get away from Miles, but as you saw in some of them, you know, Lamar would roll right and then he'd try to step up and cut it back left, and guess who's right there? Myles Garrett. So I thought it was just everybody working very, very well together, and Jim Schwartz really understanding, moving Miles around. Now we're showing certain blitzes and blitz looks pre-snap that are creating one-on-one situations at time for Myles Garrett as well, and he's just capitalizing. He has simply been sensational, and to do it, you know, after signing the big deal, not having the team result that he wants, but to still be going out there and playing at this level every week, I think speaks a lot about him and his leadership and his character. And it's just been kind of a joy to watch. It's crazy. You're almost like, oh yeah, he's got four sacks in this game. You know, 4.5 sacks in a single game was the franchise record set by Myles Garrett years ago when it was Justin Fields' first start with the Chicago Bears. And now it's, in the last 3 weeks, he's had a 5 and a 4 against MVP candidates in Drake May and Lamar Jackson.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline. Two bits of news to pass along here. The NFL suspended Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase for spitting at Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. Jalen, of course, was thrown out of the game on Sunday because refs didn't see the spit. Ja'Marr Chase claimed innocence, and then we all saw the video. The other bit of news here, this is a report from Mary Kay Cabot saying Shador is expected to start Sunday's game in Las Vegas with Dylan Gabriel in the concussion protocol. Barring something unexpected, Sanders will make his starting debut, becoming the 42nd Brown starter since 1999. I guess we'll start with not the news with Shador there, but just what you saw from Shador in his one half of play to start his regular season career.
I think we saw good and we saw bad, right? And I think we saw some of the things that we were encouraged by in the Carolina game, and certainly things you'd be encouraged by from his Colorado tape. And what I mean by that is his ability to throw the football down the field, his willingness to throw the football down the field. We saw a beautiful throw to start that final drive to Harold Fannin, layered against a cover three, gets a deep dig, layers it in over the dropping linebackers right on the money. So we saw that was good. The ball to Gage Larvidan, that was an excellent play by Chidobe Awuzie to knock that ball out and that left arm in there, but that was an excellent throw. We saw a little bit of his escapability where he spins out, and that's the one probably he wants back, is the one to Isaiah Bond, because he makes a great play, and that had a chance to be a touchdown, just overshot him a little bit. So good. I thought he gets, the arm is absolutely NFL caliber, can be accurate at multiple levels of the field, and we saw some really good throws. Now, the bad was we saw him drift, and we saw him, you know, you can't take pressure in the NFL and go backwards. That is a very difficult thing to do in the National Football League. I think we probably all agree we've really only seen one guy do that well, and that was Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, when he was doing that at the beginning of his career, it was considered otherworldly. So holding the ball a little too long, average time to throw was 4.24 seconds. That's not going to necessarily work in the NFL. There were a lot of blitzes, and they blitzed him heavily. He was 0 for 6 against the blitz, 0 for 7 when under pressure. You're going to see that until you can beat it. And, you know, the Browns tried to max protect it at times. I think we need to work some screens in there as well for Shador. But, you know, taking 14-plus, 15-plus yard sacks, those are drive killers. So he's got to clean some of those things up. And but you did see that top-level ability that you like to see. Now it's got to be more accurate. 4 of 16, that's never going to get it done. There are a lot of reasons for that 4 of 16. I think he's got to be a little bit quicker in his process, because there were, on some of those blitzes, hot reads that were open, and that's just not where his eyes were. So some of that, I think, comes with more reps and seeing things and dealing with things that he either didn't have to or was not necessarily asked to do, you know, in the college game. So I'm encouraged. And with the news that you just shared from Mary Kay, I think we want to see, you know, Shador get a full week's worth of reps, get some of that comfort, get a game plan that's tailored to his strengths, and see what he can execute next week there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, I thought there was a lot of positive, especially on that final drive. But I do wonder, just in trying to figure out if we're thinking about it, well, all right, they had 12 pressures on 21 dropbacks from Shador, and the idea was to blitz heavy and to make sure you get after him and take advantage of the fact that you're already down a starting left tackle, Conklin was dealing with injuries, all these other things. What would be your game plan? How would you try to make Shador as comfortable as possible with the understanding that this offensive line has dealt with a lot of injuries and does at times has been susceptible to letting the quarterback get pressured?
It's a fair point that you make, and it is a real situation that the Browns are going to have to deal with. Now, we heard that Jack and Cam are day-to-day, so hopefully they'll be able to go against Vegas. But you're gonna have to expect to be blitzed. Now, this is a very big cover three team, the Raiders. They play that basically half the time. They're one of the top cover three teams in the NFL. So that's something he's been comfortable with. He loves those deep digs, right? And you can put together some root concepts. So I think what's really important in this game coming up, when you're looking at it from the standard of, okay, what kind of a game plan do we put together? You're going to have some screens and draws in there to slow down pass rush and try to take advantage and try to catch the opponent in some blitzes, because it's a copycat league. He's going to be blitzed until he can prove he can beat the blitz. You're going to have some max protect shot play concepts in there, because if you can pick it up and get lucky where sometimes, you know, two blockers can get three rushers, if somebody, the loopers run into each other, that's when Shador is not afraid to take advantage of things down the field. And now hopefully that also loosens things up in the box where you can get Quinshon Judkins going. I like the idea of getting Malachi Corley the football on some of those jet sweeps that he's had success and trying to spread defenses out horizontally as well. And I think you're going to also see, you know, if you know a team's going to play a lot of cover three, and that's not the only coverage they'll play, and they're going to obviously do some things to mix things up and be as, you know, disguise and try to make Shador hold the ball and think a little bit more as he has to go through his process. But you can create some half-field reads where you're telling Shador Sanders, hey, we're going to stress this defender here and make it binary. If this defender reacts in this way, the ball goes here. If he reacts in that way, the ball goes there. Or you have, say, two or three receivers that are working against a triangle of defensive players, and you're going to say, based on how that triangle responds to what we're doing out of this bunch, that's going to tell you where the ball goes. So try to make it quick and binary so that he can get some of those quick rhythm throws and then still have the ability to make plays down the field in some of those other throws. But I think it's critically important that, you know, you get some of the screens, you do some things to try to take advantage of an over-aggressive defense, and also find a way to get Quinshon Judkins and this running game going to create some room and some space.
Nathan, we've seen some darn good linebacker play. JOK back in the day. I'm not sure if you were here when DeQuell Jackson was here. We've had some good ones here.
Joe Schobert.
Joe the show. Quick though, Carson Schwessinger, how the hell is this kid able to do this as a rookie? Because I mean, it is. Even when he made a mistake 2 weeks ago in the Jets game where it was the late hit, okay, was it a late hit, was it not, he still came up with big plays in that. Just every game he's making huge plays.
Yeah, he's a stud, and I talked to some people on the Ravens side of it who were blown away by him. And think about this, you know, you think about those first six games, you're going against Joe Burrow, you get the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, you're getting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, you're getting Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, you're getting Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions, you're getting Carson Wentz, but a Kevin O'Connell offense in Minnesota, you're getting Tua, and you're getting a Mike McDaniel offense of the Miami Dolphins. That group right there, not just the quarterbacks, but the offenses, those are some of the most motion-heavy offenses. Those are some of the most window-dressing eye candy, multiple formation offenses in the NFL. And what is that for? That's a chess match. What are you trying to do? You're attacking the Mike linebacker on the other team, trying to get him out of position, trying to confuse him. And Carson Schwessinger is a guy who started one season in college at UCLA, and he has handled this stuff like a veteran. I think not only should he be the rookie of the year on the defensive side of the football, but he's playing at an all-pro level. Interceptions, sacks, tackles for loss, another double-digit tackle game. Let's not forget he had a high ankle sprain that's supposed to be a 4 to 6 week injury not that long ago, and he didn't even miss a game. The Browns got their bye week, and he was out there playing great immediately afterwards in these two games. So Carson Schwessinger, it's incredible. Jason Tarver, the Browns linebacker coach, cannot gush about him enough. And really, you can't gush about this defense enough. You can't gush about what Devin Bush is doing, looking like the guy who was the 10th overall pick in the draft back in 2019. This defense has been so good that you just hope that the offense can give them enough so that we can start winning. This is a championship defense. You guys have guys playing at elite levels at all three levels of this defense. And unfortunately, it's not going to be as talked about as it should be because the record's 2-8. But Carson, so you're talking about, you have really, I think, the defensive player of the year, a guy who, if the Browns were winning more, would absolutely be an MVP candidate and one of the legitimate chances to have a defensive player win the MVP. And you also have, I think, the defensive rookie of the year on that side of the ball.
Nathan, great stuff, buddy. We got a boogie, but happy Monday here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Browns analyst Nathan Zagura there on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.